And up next, it's the February 8th, 2018 edition of Bathrob Spears Broadsides. Got some interviews, some articles, and who knows what else coming at you. So stay tuned and you'll find out.
I'm tired of moon songs, of star and of June songs. They simply make me nap. And ditties romantic drive me nearly frantic. I think they're all full of pap. History's making, nations are quaking. Why sing of stars above? For while we are waiting, Father Time's creating new things to be singing of. Sing me a song with social significance. All other tunes are taboo. I want a ditty with heat in it, appealing with feeling and meat in it. Sing me a song with social significance, or you can sing till you're blue. Let meaning shine from every line, or I won't love you.
And welcome to another Thursday edition of Bathrob Spears Broadsides. I'm going to begin today by checking into the Good Times story. Just a few comments on it, since it's readily available and free. And it's even online now. It wasn't a few hours ago, but it is under thegoodtimes.com or .org, not sure which. It's a story that it has a little more substance than usual, and I don't know how accurate it all is, but a tip of the hat to activist Bob LaMonica, who brought me the Good Times, though it was easy for me to find anywhere else or anyway else. At the latest Huff meeting, which was yesterday at the Sub Rosa. We meet every 2 weeks, in case you get interested. You can find out and get involved with Huff, Homeless United for Friendship and Freedom, by calling me at 423-HUFF, 423-4833. And I will let you know what's cooking, and you can go onto the Huff website at huffsantacruz.org. And not only is this a kind of a commercial for Huff in its elder days, but it's also a way of letting you know sources of information about the kinds of subjects I talk about during these broadcasts, which have to do with civil rights really for everybody in the community, but particularly for people who are poor and outside. I focus also on police abuse and institutional opaqueness, inaccessibility, autocracy, if you will, bureaucratic bullshit, in other words. So getting back to the Good Times story, it's not really entirely clear because I've got no independent sources on this stuff yet. I'm hoping to get in touch with a couple of activists that I try to check things out with, though. How much they know and how accurate they are is always up to, well, it's kind of up for grabs a little bit. That's Brent Adams, sometimes Steve Plaich, if he can ever be reached. Attempts to reach him by phone the last couple weeks have been unavailing. That's too bad. Steve, get in touch. The Good Times story is talks about the San Lorenzo campground and proposed successors or additions to it. As you, if you're a regular listener or follower of the kind of predictions about what's going on at San Lorenzo campground and the reports from there, may already know. There's a supposed there was a plan to move to the San Lorenzo campers. I'm not sure if they were simply going to squeeze them all into a telephone booth and try to shovel them out at 1220 River Street, which is the new gravel laden, formerly just a sort of a picking up ground for the Association of Faith Communities winter shelter program last year, out there on River Street, or Harvey West, as some call it, Harvey West area. Much smaller than even the section of the San Lorenzo campground, the San Lorenzo Park, now a campground that people are using in the benchlands now, and fenced off with, yes, barbed wire. You can see it every time you drive or walk or bike by there. And there are a couple of like mobile units there for sort of, I guess there are storage units you would normally find in a storage area where you can 10 by 20 foot storage units. But the idea would be of setting up, I suppose, spaces in the gravel like they have and set up tent spaces in San Lorenzo Park. I've commented on this before, and so have those who don't want to see any campground at all. Take Back Santa Cruz types at City Council that it's far too small, far away from where people are going to want to go to, and also requires being shuttled in. You'll be locked in there at night, unlike the San Lorenzo campground. It'll be another one of these, I call them phony programs. I used to call them token programs or partial or minuscule programs. They're really a cover for the broader program, which is the dispersal of homeless people, essentially by police action or by increasing pressure on cutting back social services or anti-homeless architecture, putting in benches with spikes or barriers, making the most elementary things like sitting down on the sidewalk a crime in most places in the downtown area. Those are the real measures that the city of Santa Cruz has taken over the past 20 or 30 years. And it's been, of course, held in check by the fact that much of the community think this is both unnecessary and abusive, if not just unnecessary, even abusive. And there has been a large pushback at different times against these measures, the downtown ordinances, the sleeping ban, the part of the camping ordinance makes sleeping illegal after 11, which has not been enforced since September or October in the main, or at least during the night, by the Parks and Rec Rangers and by the Santa Cruz Police Department, under policies imported by new police chief Andy Mills and then authorized sort of up the line by Garcia Parks and Rec boss and by Martine Bernal, the real power in the city manager. It's kind of a long-winded way of for me to get around to the fact that most of you know that this River Street 1220 campground, which is supposed to be sort of an interim campground, it's been put off the date of people being forcibly evicted or declared a persona non grata in San Lorenzo Park benchlands again and again. Good Time Story says that this River Street camp just north of the tannery, it's right past the bus depot storage area on River Street, his timeline for the move is still uncertain, though it acknowledges that previously said goals for moving have come and gone. And then you get reassurance from that endless rhetorician, assistant city manager Tina Scholl, who I've got to admit, I have a bias against poor Tina. I ran into her as she sabotaged any attempt to make powerful the Measure K lowest enforcement of marijuana commission, which is now just, I wouldn't say even hanging by a thread. It's been dead in the swamp for years, but now they want to get rid of it so that even the shadow of enforcement protections against the police department, without any kind of real study of how marijuana enforcement is going in Santa Cruz, how many people are jailed in Santa Cruz for marijuana possession, use, cultivation, etc., how many people are still suffering from records because of this, of the thousands and thousands of arrests made over the years here. She was instrumental in that. Another bureaucratic, I call them scams, but they're really just, they're very pointed anti-homeless measures dressed up as other things, public safety measures, problems with public nuisance, as they call it. Attempts to help the homeless by forcing them to take services and eliminating ways they can evade taking services. Of course, the services don't really exist. There's no housing for the overwhelming majority of homeless people. There's not even shelter for even a significant minority of homeless people now. There's meal services have been cut back. All this stuff, in part I repeat it for new listeners, but you old-timers or even just recent listeners know about all this. Anyway, Shull says, we don't have a hard and fast date yet, which means they're probably allowing the San Lorenzo campground to continue, which it's good for those who are living there in the sense that they have a place to go, a little privacy. Activist Brent Adams has talked about this at length, and it obviously has worked a hell of a lot better than the doomsayers have predicted, and it kind of follows in the footsteps of the Santa Cruz Occupy movement of 2011, which did the same thing without asking permission. Of course, so did the campers this time, but they were eventually sort of given permission because the aftermath of the Freedom Sleepers and the post office survival sleepers was such as to persuade the new police chief that there was no point in pushing people around the town. At least during the nighttime hours. During the daytime hours, it's not unclear or not clear whether that is actually continued or not. And so he suggested go to San Lorenzo Park, and then eventually they, under the hepatitis A outbreak, they decide we better, you know, for the first time in history, actually start providing some realistic, not that realistic, but I don't know, partial restroom-ish type facilities, though not do anything as crazy as actually open up a restroom at night in Santa Cruz. Nah, I don't want to do that. But, you know, some porta-potties that we clean less frequently, far less frequently than are used for public events because these are just second-class homeless citizens, you know, the vermin that we have to deal with. But have to, because of the liberal pretensions and image of the city, we have to say, and also our own sense of who we think we are, we're really just trying to help these folks out and get them off their drugs and their alcohol and their mental illness problems, because that's why they're there. It has nothing to do with the housing situation, you know, and our building huge amounts of high-end housing and real estate, allowing real estate speculators to run the scene. Nah, that's not what's going on. It's just these people, the poor are to blame for being poor, right? I mean, it's the old story. So that's the beginning of the Good Times story, and I'll tell you more after I... And you had to take a breathing musical break. So here's a group called The Parody Project. I have never seen them on YouTube or heard them either on YouTube before, but I ran across them today, and you may enjoy them. See what you think.
Is filling me with dread, she said to me. I believe we'll find an answer if we take it logically. The first step to a remedy is that we all agree there must be 50 ways we can recover. Public lands are up for auction, EPA has been subdued, education's been dismantled, the Constitution misconstrued. Corporations are on welfare just the same. I will conclude there must be 50 ways we can recover. 50 ways we can recover. Just kick out the dick quick. Get Congress on the job, Bob. Be sure to vote out the louse. No need to explain. We need a little swamp romp. No circumstance or pop. Just locate the drain, Jane. Simple and plain. Step up to the plate, Nate. Make a little call, Paul. Hold your rep to your will, Bill. That's the art of the deal. No alms for the rich, bitch. I'm talking to you, Mitch. If you're tired of their spiel, Neil, then we'll take the wheel. She said it grieves me seeing our country in such pain. We'll manage to ever make it great again. I said I appreciate that. So would you please explain about the 50 ways? She said we've got a president who isn't all that bright. But her problems are much deeper, as has since been brought to light. She smiled sadly, and I thanked her for her feminine insight. There must be 50 ways we can recover. 50 ways we can recover. Just kick out the dick, quick. Get Congress on the jump on. Be sure to vote out the louse. No need to explain. We need a little swamp drop. No circumstance or pop. Just locate the drain, Jane. The simple man plain. Step up to the plate, Nate. Make a little call, Paul. Hold your rep to your will, Bill. That's the art of the deal. No alms for the rich, bitch. I'm talking to you, Mitch. If you're tired of their spiel meal, then we'll take the wheel.